USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A federal panel made its recommendations on Tuesday for who should be the first to receive a coronavirus vaccine when they're approved. The panel tapped healthcare workers and residents of long-term care facilities for the first batch of vaccines. But how to get those shots to where they need to be will still be up to each state, who may have different distribution plans. Dr. Marcus Plesha of the Association of State Health Officials tells CNBC that states have had time to prepare for vaccine distribution.
Yeah, the states can do this. The states have had a little bit of time. This is one of the first times in the COVID pandemic that we're actually able to do some planning. So the states have had some time to plan, and I think things are coming together as far as getting the systems in place, getting the personnel in place where we'll be able to pull this off. It's not going to be seamless, but we'll make it happen.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Attorney General William Barr has appointed a special counsel to investigate the origins of Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. U.S. Attorney John Durham has been looking into the beginnings of the FBI investigation into alleged ties President Trump's 2016 campaign had with Russia. Barr said Tuesday he'd made Durham a special counsel to make sure he could finish his work with less risk of being fired. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley returned to the Senate Monday after testing positive for coronavirus and self-isolating. Welcoming him back, junior Iowa Senator Jody Ernst said her colleague is always working.
Whether he's working from his office here in the United States Senate or whether he's teleworking because of the virus, Chuck Grassley works. He is always working. Many of you have probably heard the Chuck Norris jokes out there. You know, the dark is afraid of Chuck Norris. Well, we have our own Chuck Grassley jokes, too. And right now, the COVID is afraid of Chuck Grassley.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
President-elect Joe Biden is nursing an injury received while playing with his dog. Val Dior has the story from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
His name is Major, and he's a handsome fella, a young, sharp German shepherd adopted by Joe Biden from the Delaware Humane Society. He could be the first rescue to ever call the White House home, yet many wonder if this strong dog is better served working for a police department rather than playing with a 78-year-old man with health issues. The latest, a hairline fracture to Biden's ankle while playing with Major over the Thanksgiving weekend. The presidential hopeful will have to wear a walking boot for a few weeks, leaving Vegas oddsmakers wondering how long till Major gets his walking papers. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Some are questioning California's lockdown measures when those who voted for them seemingly can't follow them. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
How can anyone take these lockdowns serious when politicians do the very thing they're telling you not to do? Los Angeles Supervisor Sheila Kuhl voted to ban all outdoor dining last Tuesday. She referred to outdoor dining as a most dangerous situation. Then hours after her vote, Kuhl got caught visiting a restaurant in Santa Monica and dined outdoors. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And Wall Street opened December with another record high. The S&P 500 rose a little more than 1% Tuesday to close at 3,622 points, a record high close. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.